Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm John Ledyard along with Trevor Sikkema. Today is NFL Pick'ems Thursday. No alliteration whatsoever needed because we are just that great as a podcast, Trevor. We don't have to make our title sound particularly sexy. We make up for it with our own sexiness.
That was a good intro. I like it. I didn't know where you were going with it, but you landed it. You nailed the landing.
You know how often I rehearse these intros?
I'm going to go with, you know, now that I think about it, I'm going to go with never.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, wow. Great. All right, that's what I thought. You know, yes. I was debating between never and not once.
Yeah. So both would have been correct, actually.
Wow, okay. Yeah. See, you know, I got a good feeling about that.
You had no way of missing there. Well done by you. I just thought you would like to know. It got to 47 degrees here last night, so...
Yeah, I'm going to Chicago this weekend because the Bucks play at Soldier Field.
Oh.
I'm excited about that because I love the city of Chicago. What I'm not excited for is the low being 38 one of the nights.
So you're going to be in a place that's colder than where I am. I love it.
You know, that is not for your boy.
Suffer. I'll never forget you in Indy. Everywhere we went, just speed walking. Because
I hated it, dude. I hate the cold. I hate it. Somebody was saying today when we were talking about the weather we were talking in the Tampa media room and it was like, oh, it's going to be cold up there. And I said, no, I hate it. And they're like, oh, it's way better than here. You know, here it's hotter than Hades. And I just went, well, hail Satan. And so that's how I feel about the cold weather.
There you go. Whatever you got to do, I guess, to be warm. So we're talking about my bookie lines today, the NFL games coming up this weekend.
Yeah, Tonight's game, real quick. Before we get into the lines.
Yes.
You had talked about this, or you had written about this, but I just wanted to get your thoughts on the podcast.
Hashtag thoughts.
Go. Are the Cardinals ever going to, like, figure it out, or is this, like, a lost cause here?
Nah, I think they're cooked, yeah. Yeah, there's a couple situations where I look around the league and I'm like, I'm not sure that I see this heading in a positive direction, and they're like at the top. Obviously,
how do you have David Johnson?
Yeah,
and screw it up this bad.
It takes some special talent,
right?
That's what it takes. It takes a good old boys league that's just going to hire Mike McCoy to continue to be a terrible offensive coordinator over and over and over again. Oh, but he draws from every system. It's beautiful. Yeah, on paper it's beautiful, but when your play calling sucks,
nothing else really matters. Pick a system. Matter of fact, run the ball. You got one. Throw every play out other than one. It's hand the ball to David Johnson.
They'll never see
it coming. If you run the ball every single play of the game, eventually the defense is going to start playing mind games with itself, and they're going to be like, they have to pass this down, right? They have to pass. Mm-hmm. And that's when you really hit them with, you know what? The run.
Yes. Yes. That is well said. Go as old school as possible because you're going to get Josh Rosen killed. That offensive line is horrendous. So
yeah, it's not great.
Bad situation.
Before we get into the Lions, I got a little bonus line for you here.
Oh, okay. A little bonus line.
Does Josh Gordon play? Simple yes or no.
Yes. Patriots season might be on the line. I mean, no, it isn't, but
the season.
It isn't, but it's going to be billed that way. I mean, it should feel that way to the players.
Oh my Lord, that statement.
They're going to be 1-3 if they lose.
Didn't they start
never started 1-3, buddy. They've never lost 3 games during the Brady Belichick era, not in a row. You tell me that isn't going to have a psychological effect.
They started 0-2 one of those years and then ended the year 12-4.
Nah. Gordon's going to have to Plaxico Burress his leg in order not to be out there. That's how bad it would have to be.
Boy. I think you're right. I think Gordon plays.
He's playing. They know. They know what this is. Heck, they're going to try and get Edelman ready for this game.
I know
he's suspended one more week, but it's the Patriots. You know, they'll find
a way
to get him out there.
They're going to sneak with the luggage.
It's like they're all 5'8 white wide receivers, man.
You're going to just put a Chris Hogan jersey on him?
Exactly. They might be doing that already. Who knows? We wouldn't know.
Don't put a pass Belichick. Yeah, no. All right, are we jumping in these lines? You want to jump into them now?
Let's do it. Vikings-Rams.
All right. Thursday. Well, okay, fine. You just, you know, ruin all the suspense. Say the first game. The people didn't even know it was supposed to be a surprise. But
my LA Rams. I just want to make sure.
Oh my God, get out of here. The Minnesota Vikings, who are a good football team, John, going to the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are favored by 7.5.
Oh, boy, boy. You know, I don't think the Vikings are that great of a football team. I tried to say that on our Pick'em show when we picked the playoff teams.
Kirk Cousins?
No. Offensive line's horrible. And he has always played behind a great offensive line until last year when Minnesota's offensive line was terrible, and you saw what happened. So it's just more certain types of quarterbacks. Every quarterback's bad under pressure. Kirk Cousins is, like, just not mobile. He's not going to get off platform and make throws. That's not who he is. Like other quarterbacks like Russell Wilson, they can survive in that type of situation. But Kirk Cousins would never be what he is today if he played his whole career behind Seattle's offensive line. Some quarterbacks just aren't that type of quarterback. I would venture to say, as much as I love Josh Rosen, there is going to be some type of limitation. He's not going to be a quarterback who succeeds behind horrendous protection. It's just not.
Sure.
And that's most quarterbacks in the league, to be fair. So, you know, which is a big reason, you know, offensive line plays a big reason why we don't see better quarterback play, in my opinion. But having said that, I don't think the Vikings are that great a team because their issues up front are so legitimate. And I don't think they run.
Well, the good thing is that the Rams don't have a good D-line.
Right. At least there's that. It's not like they're playing Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh and Michael Brockers on the same team. It is funny that as good as the Rams' interior defensive line are, is as bad as their edge play is. It's like Samson, Ibikam, and Longacre, whichever one of those guys didn't get hurt. I can't remember the other guy that looks like Longacre. But, I mean, it's they don't have anything on the edge. So, interesting situation for sure for the Rams because they haven't really been that great of a pass-rushing team so far this season. And
7.5.
He's on IR, and Marcus Peters probably isn't playing. So
yeah, 7.5 is it enough?
I am for sure taking the Vikings. I don't know if the Vikings will win. I think I might take the Rams to win still. It's going to be a tall task, though, man. I mean, you got to defend Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen without Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib? Bruh. I don't know. That system's predicated on strong corner play. Aaron Donald's going to have to eat.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the Vikings win this game. 7.5 is way too much for a talented team. The 3-0 division leading Miami Dolphins travel to Foxborough to play the New England Patriots. The Patriots favored by 7.
The Patriots have the 25th ranked offense in the NFL and the 28th ranked defense. The Dolphins are 3-0, and they have the 23rd ranked offense and 21st ranked defense. So I'm just not convinced those stats mean anything at this point. The Patriots, how much? What did you say they're favored by?
7.
Yeah. Give me the Patriots.
No, Dolphins.
Now, do you think the Dolphins will win, or you just think the Patriots will win by less than 7?
I don't really know who's going to win, but it's going to be a close game. It's going to be closer than 7.
Don't be a coward. Don't be a coward. Pick a winner. Pick it.
Dolphins win. Change the tide.
You are predicting a 1-3 start.
Get New England all the way the hell up out of here.
Oh, my brother, I will not even be mad at you for 1 second if I end up being wrong on this. I won't be.
The Houston Texans play in the Indianapolis Colts. It's at Indy. Indy's favored by 2.5.
Oh, man. So your Super Bowl pick, Houston Texans, haven't gotten off to a great start. Did you pick them for the Super Bowl? Am I?
No, I picked them to, I think, win the division. I picked the Chargers to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right. That hasn't gone well either. But the Texans situation is worse. That offensive line is horrible. Deshaun Watson has been okay, but just not a miracle worker, which I said on the podcast wasn't sustainable. As much as I loved Watson, there was just no way he could continue to be incredible in the face of all that pressure. Again, I didn't think. So, big issue with Houston. Needs fixing up front. And they're definitely beatable in other areas as well. However, the Colts are favored by 2, you said?
2.5.
I think the Texans win this game. They're not starting 0-4. If they do.
I would agree with you. I'm taking Houston. Cincinnati at the Atlanta Falcons. Ooh, the over-under's pretty high on this one. It's 52. Falcons are favored by 5 at home.
5? No. Give me the Bengals. Give me the Bengals. Bengals probably win this one outright.
Yeah, I'm taking the points here with the Bengals, too. I don't even really like the Bengals, but the Falcons are so beat up.
Right.
They're going to have to score a million points to cover a 5-point spread. Yeah. So that's
possible, but Bengals are pretty talented and healthy.
Yeah, they're healthy, I think, is the key. I'm going to go with Cincinnati, too. So the Buffalo Bills at Lambeau Field to take on a hobbled Aaron Rodgers. The Packers at home favored by 10 points.
No, 10 it seems like a lot. I just don't think Green Bay is very good. So I'm going to go with the Bills. I think Green Bay's going to win, I think, but I think 10 so seems like too much to me.
It is hard to... Green Bay's just not good.
They're not that good, no.
Mm-mm. And 10 points is a lot of points.
It's almost like good old boy league hired Mike Pettine again to be his 15th round as defense coordinator, wherever it's been. Wasn't a good idea. Who would have thought?
They'll hire Mike Smith next year. It's fine.
Sad but true.
I'm going to take the Bills. I'm going to take the Bills on this one. I'm taking the points on like all of these teams, man. We're underdog. This is underdog Thursday right now.
I think the parity is real in the NFL. The big dogs aren't the big dogs quite like they were used to them being. I think just about anybody. I mean, if the Chiefs and the Rams are the best teams in the NFL, and the Rams are super banged up on defense right now, and the Chiefs' defense is one of the worst in the leagues, and they're one of the best teams in the NFL, if that's your top dogs, dude, anybody can beat anybody any week now in the NFL.
Yep.
It's fun.
No, I think you're right. The Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions fresh off their first 100-yard rusher in 5 freaking years.
All hell, Kerryon Johnson. Which is the
most unbelievable stat I've ever heard in my life.
It's also funny that, like, Kerryon Johnson was good the other night. I don't know how much you watched. He was good, like, but there wasn't, like, this amazing performance or anything.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what, in 5 years, you couldn't get what Kerryon got last week?
Just a simple productive outing. That's all it is.
5 years?
It wasn't this big splash game. I think he had 101 yards, too, which is just hilarious to me.
What were you doing 5 years ago?
Barely made it. 5 years ago? Man, 5 years ago.
No, yeah.
2013 season? I had just graduated college. I was working at a juvenile detention facility. Wasn't doing anything in sports media at the time. Was trying to find a way to get my feet wet. And now look.
I was in my final year at UF, so I was still in college.
Wow.
And that was the year. 2012, 2013 was when I actually decided to get serious about doing scouting.
Wow.
So
you were just starting out.
Also, here's a quiz. Who was the last 100-yard rusher before Kerryon Johnson? Do you know this?
It was Reggie, wasn't it?
It was. Reggie Bush, Reggie freaking Bush. And you know what? Give Reggie his Heisman. Sorry. Detroit Lions.
Oh, agreed.
Detroit Lions at the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas at home, favored by 3.
Man, Dallas loses. It's really trouble in the water, huh? 1-3.
You mean they lose? Detroit.
Okay. All right.
Detroit in the points.
Yeah.
Dallas is not good.
Give me Detroit. I kind of agree. I mean, I think their defense has real potential, but I think the Lions match up okay. Yeah. Man. You know what? I want to be different. I'm going to be different. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I'm going to be different. We're picking the same too much on these. I got to change it up.
Couldn't be me betting on Dak Rozier. The New York Jets at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars favored at home by 7.5.
Wait, where's this game? Oh, here it is. Okay.
It's in Jacksonville.
Got it.
Boy, 7.5 is a lot for a Blake Bortles team.
Yeah, it is. They're pretty bad. They're coming off a loss, though. I don't think they lose back-to-back for sure. Jets aren't very good offensively. They're not going to challenge Jacksonville at all. I bet it's a shutout. 3 points. Give me Jacksonville. I'll go with it.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Jets.
Okay. All right, good.
I'm going with the Jets just because I agree with you. I think this is a super low-scoring game, and I think the score is going to remain close enough to where those 7.5 – gets the Jets that betting win. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Chicago Bears,
no
the Chris Conte Bowl.
And he's on IR.
I press F for respect. Chicago at home, favored by 3.
Wait, sorry, what? Chicago's favored?
Yeah, at home by 3, yes.
What? No. Bucks are winning, man. The Bucks are good. Bucks are all right. They can't defend the pass, but that ain't no worry against Chicago.
Yeah. There you go. He watches one Bucks game and he knows Bucks are winning this one, baby. I'm taking the points here too.
One game, I seen the other ones, man. They lit people up. Chicago can't. No, Chicago's good. Don't get me wrong. Bucks aren't gonna light them up like they have everybody else, but
they're gonna outscore them.
Yeah, like what's Chicago gonna do? You ain't running that well on the Bucks, I don't think, and they barely produce any offense as it is, playing bad teams.
Yep.
Nah, Bucks got this.
Philadelphia at Tennessee. Eagles on the road, favored by 4.5.
Eagles on the road, favored by 4.5. Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles.
Same. I'm going with the Eagles,
too. I feel pretty confident about that. Titans are lucky to be 2-1. I don't think they've played great at all.
Titans are not a good team.
But neither is the rest of the AFC, so we'll just say that.
Seattle Seahawks at Arizona Cardinals. God, what an awful game. Jeez. Seahawks favored on the road, 3.5.
Yeah, for sure, Seahawks. 3.5. Oh, my. I would run with that. I would run with that to the heavens. Arizona's terrible, and it's Rosen's first start. Horrible protection. Seattle still got a pass rush, even with the guys that they lost. Seattle. For sure.
Oh, boy. Cardinals.
What? Get out.
Cleveland Browns at Oakland Raiders. Raiders are favored by 3.
Raiders are favored?
Correct.
Dog, come on. Are they really going to start 0-4, though?
Listen.
Man.
Death, taxes, me taking Baker Mayfield when he gets points. I'm taking Cleveland.
Absolutely taking Cleveland, yeah. I'm just thinking about the repercussions of the Raiders going 0-4. Like, oh, man, the AFC's bad, man. Like, the Raiders aren't good, but they're not that bad.
John Gruden, and I think I've said this on this podcast before, when John Gruden was weighing between the Buccaneers and the Oakland Raiders.
Many times, but
he took the team that he could rebuild the quickest. So if they're 0-4, he's happy.
He's not really happy, but I mean,
I swear to God, like, he is.
He doesn't want to lose.
He cannot wait until he can get rid of Derek Carr, John.
Yeah, but he can do that even if they win that game. I don't think he.
Yeah,
wants
but it gets
lose.
A lot easier the more games they lose.
I don't think he wants to lose. I don't buy that. But
I think he wants whatever gets all of these players currently on the roster off the roster.
That's why he signed a bunch of old dudes, because they're going to die by next season. That was morbid, and I didn't mean die.
Yikes.
Career wheels will fall off.
San Francisco 49ers at the Los Angeles Chargers. No Jimmy G for San Francisco. RIP.
Don't need him.
Which means the Chargers.
That's the hottest take that's ever came out of my mouth.
Chargers are favored by 11.
11?
11.
Jeez. I think the 49ers are going to be dreadful without Jimmy G. But no way the Chargers are beating anybody by 11. It's always a last-second thing. Get that out of here. Taking the 49ers.
I'm taking the points, too.
Jeez,
I'm taking the points.
It's like you're playing a little league team here. Pop Warner team or the Cardinals or something.
New Orleans Saints at the New York Giants. New Orleans favored on the road by 4.
Give me New Orleans, yeah. I feel like they're trending in the right direction. Giants coming off a win. They're not good.
Picking the same teams, man. No way Eli Manning outduels Drew Brees. So,
yeah.
I think New Orleans.
Although that Saints secondary has been pretty rough.
But 4?
Don't be a coward.
All right, Odell, let's do it. I'm picking the Giants.
There you go. All right.
The Sunday Night Football game. Historic matchup between the Baltimore Ravens and your Pittsburgh Steelers. It's in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is favored by 3.
This is so hard for me. sucks?
This game sucks.
Why will this game suck?
Because the Steelers are not good and Joe Flacco is trash.
Oh, Steelers beat your Bucks though, so.
Well, talk to you me. Know. Yeah,
You know, I don't think the Steelers are good either, though, to be honest. But obviously the Ravens aren't. I mean, how many teams would I say in the NFL are good right now? None in the AFC. So I'm less worried about that. I'm more worried about how competitive it will be. I think it'll be very competitive. I'm going with the Ravens. I think the Steelers are going to win, but I think it'll be less than three. Very close game.
I'm going to go with the Ravens. Because they're getting 3 points. So that's what I'm going to do. The Monday Night Football matchup is MVP frontrunner Patrick Mahomes traveling to the Denver Broncos. Kansas City on the road favored by 5.5.
Before we offer our bets for this podcast, we need to let you guys know. Message from MyBookie, where we're getting these lines. Ever since we started this podcast, y'all ask us for advice. A lot of times it's on betting. We don't always know who's going to win. But remember, if you know, go to MyBookie, because who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why we always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Trust us, guys. They're your best bet this season. Been in the business for years. Great reviews online. Mobile site is easy to use. We would only recommend a service to you guys that's been great to us. Go over to MyBookie. You win. They pay. They have in-game live betting, over-unders on fantasy points scored, and the most rewarding player perks in the business. They're slammed with new bettors right now. Everybody's checking it out. They want to give everybody the best service possible. And if you're willing to deposit after 7 p.m. Eastern time, they'll give you an additional $25 free play on deposits over $100. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use the promo code LOCKEDON25, LOCKEDON25 to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON25, LOCKEDON25 when creating your account to claim up to $1,000 in free play. If you're willing to hold out until after 7 p.m., you can get an extra $25 free play by using the promo code LOCKEDON25. It's up to you guys, but I'd wait until after dinner and take the extra money. You play, you win, you get paid. Chiefs, Broncos, Trevor?
Chiefs favored by 5.5. Yes.
I'm going with the Chiefs, man, for sure, for sure.
I'm with you there. Here's a little bonus. What team do you think has the lowest or the highest odds to win the Super Bowl at this very moment?
The Rams.
No. I meant the other way around then. Worst odds. The worst
Cardinals.
Odds. It is the Cardinals. Nice.
They are clearly the worst team in the league, I think.
You know what it is? 500-1.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That sounds about right.
It's a lot. I'm going with the Chiefs. How much of a miracle worker? I said that, but I'm just saying that.
Okay. How much of a miracle worker is Josh Rosen? We are about to find out. As always, thank you guys for a great week on the podcast. Tomorrow, Super Show. Make sure you don't miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Cal Crabs, Joe Marino. We talk some really interesting topics. We talk Kelly Bryant's transfers in general, quarterback situations at college programs, and then we also talk about risers and fallers this year for each of us amongst draft prospects. Some names that may not be big ones on your radar at the very least, we'll talk about. So until then, keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.